The Princeton Election Consortium is something of an exclusive club, but not like the snooty, alumni-only, members-only Princeton Club or Harvard Club. This is different. Not many other polling and data analytics firms have placed the probability of a Clinton victory as high as Princeton Election Consortium has. Sam Wong is neuroscientist at Princeton University and a data analyst and founder of the Princeton Election Consortium, co-founder, I should say. Sam, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So you're way up there. I mean, you're all in.
Well, you know, once probabilities get well above 90%, it's hard to be exact. But yes, I think that at this point, the cake is pretty well baked.
And we should say for Hillary Clinton, but how can something hover around 90%? I mean, what's pushing back? What's the headwind from Donald Trump that says it might slip below 90%?
Yeah, there's not that much headwind. There never has been. Essentially, politics has gotten so polarized in the last 20 years, and especially this year, that public opinion just hasn't moved very much. And most people have chosen up sides, probably because the race is emotional. And really, the only thing going for him, I think, at this point would be there's some mystery about how undecided voters will break. There's one or two left in America. And also, there's a question of how accurate these polls are. And so the exact probability of a Clinton win depends on taking a good, educated estimate of how far the polls may be off between what we have today and what happens when voting starts.
And part of that relates to how you calculate the difference between the experience of responding to one of your surveys and actually going into the voting booth. I mean, as we get closer and closer to Election Day, how does that difference bear on the credibility of poll numbers?
Yeah, well, let's see. So I certainly don't conduct any polls myself. I'm a neuroscientist. I run a lab. I'm here in my, ivory tower / lab. Pollsters as a group have to make estimates individually, judgments about who is going to respond. So if they get a sample of people they reach on the phone or internet, they have to figure out how to weight those. So if they get too many, say, senior citizens on the phone, they have to count them a little bit less. Too few young people, they have to count them more. And so there's a lot of art involved in that, or I should say craft, actually. And as a group, pollsters are actually quite good. And so if they are as good as they've been in past elections, then we can be within 1 or 2 percentage points pretty guaranteed of what's going to happen in the end.
People have been saying that there's no electoral path for Donald Trump. What does that mean in your view?
It means that that the polling margins, if you look at opinion in key states like North Carolina, Florida, and so on, those polling margins are large enough that they're not that large, but they're large enough that it would be tough for him to run the table and get every single state that he needs. Just for example, at this point, given the way that the states are falling, he would need to win both North Carolina and Florida and then throw in some other states and maybe some wild card like Minnesota. And that's a pretty tough climb.
Do you think he's going to win Ohio?
He probably is going to win Ohio. Polls indicate that he's ahead in Ohio. It's a little bit hard to tell because there can be a little bit of polling error. But I would say at this point, it's looking like he's relatively favored in Ohio.
Talking about polling error and the proliferation of groups like yours and 538 and other data analysis firms who take a look at polling data who don't necessarily conduct polls themselves. I mean, it seems to me in a situation like that where you are in, quite admittedly, your ivory tower, that errors accumulate up the chain. Why, for instance, would your numbers be so different from 538?
Yeah, that's a good question. Certainly polling is a tougher environment. As aggregators become more popular, media organizations are perhaps less motivated to conduct their own polls, which is a tragedy of the commons. One difficulty that comes up in a site like 538 is that, ultimately they're sports guys. They really care a lot about how good an individual pollster is, who's going to win an individual state. And so they're constantly making estimates of how accurate those states and pollsters are individually. And those estimates inevitably come with some uncertainty. And if they put those uncertainties together, those uncertainties add up as they assemble the whole estimate of who's going to win the entire presidential race. And by the time the dust clears, that leaves opportunity for a fairly large amount of uncertainty. In addition to that, they use national polls, and they're trying to get a really up-to-the-moment measure of where the race is at. And that national polls turn out to be considerably less accurate than state polls. And so they're adding another dose of uncertainty. I am unconcerned with any of those factors. I am principally concerned with who's going to win the election on Tuesday. And I think that's a very important thing to estimate.
What are the state races that interest you the most?
Well, I am most interested, honestly, in Senate races. If we talk about the presidency, I think I'm very interested in North Carolina because things have been very close there. It looks like Hillary Clinton may have a small edge in North Carolina, but it's just hard to tell. Early voting has been coming in pretty well for the Democrats. But North Carolina is cool because it's got a lot of interesting things going on. It's got a governor's race where there's an attempt to unseat a governor who's caused a lot of ruckus with things like anti-LGBT legislation. There's a Senate race which may determine control of the Senate. Deborah Ross trying to unseat Republican Senator Richard Burr. And if she succeeds, that is a critical seat for the Democrats' hopes of gaining control of the Senate come January.
And do you have a prediction about the Senate?
The Senate is tough. It can go either way. I think this is really the true source of uncertainty. There's been a lot of talk about whether the presidential race is really uncertain, and I don't think it's uncertain. But the Senate looks like it's going to come down to about five races. Currently, it looks like the Democrats are ahead, nearly guaranteed or ahead in 48 states. And if they can take two more of the following five states, then they'll gain control: Wisconsin, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Indiana, and Missouri. And if they can get two out of those five, then with a Democratic vice president, they will have control. And that that is highly, highly important for the fate of a future President Clinton.
Sam Wong, neuroscientist at Princeton University, data analyst and co-founder of the Princeton Election Consortium. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.